Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our friend Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everything?
Great.
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, we're doing really, really good. Do you think there could be, I guess this is a forceful question, but could there be internal regret about the contract to Matt Murray because he just can't stay healthy?
No, I don't think there's internal regret about this contract. I mean, it got you two Stanley Cups. And, you know, I don't think when Jim Rutherford did the contract, he would have had any idea about Matt Murray's, you know, long-term health or inability to stay healthy or anything like that. And, you know, that being said, guys, I think Jim's in a really interesting spot here with Murray because I don't think you can sit here and, you know, defend the injuries as being fluky or anything like that. And, you know, I'll preface that by saying also that I don't think that what he's dealing with now is anything too serious, but it is like the 400th injury he's had. So what do you do on that next contract? And I think that it would be a very tough thing to have Rutherford just let Murray, you know, let him go and don't sign him based on the fact that he can't stay healthy, but he can't stay healthy. And I would imagine that in those negotiations, that's going to get brought up and it's probably going to, you know, drive down the value if Jim does resign, which I think he's going to do.
Well, and more immediately, Jason, with 2.5 weeks to the trade deadline, you've got what could be a pretty interesting trade chip in a Tristan Jarry, but you can't move a Tristan Jarry because you're never quite sure about the status of Matt Murray for a long-term basis.
Yeah, you can't. And I think this is going to make Jim Rutherford's decision for him on whether or not you try to throw Tristan Jarry into a package. I mean, he probably made, you know, his big move with Nick Bjugstad and Jared McCann, and I still think he'd like to do something else. But I think he's a little bit hamstrung in what he can do because of what you're saying. You can't trade Tristan Jarry at this point. I know, you know, I wrote and thought, and I know that Jim had thought, you know, whenever they signed Casey DeSmith, that Tristan Jarry could be a potential trade chip. But here we go again. There's another injury. And I don't think this team's going to be set up to make a run if Tristan Jarry's starting. But at the same time, like, you need somebody the rest of the way if Matt Murray can't go. And I just don't think you can afford to let him go at this point because you're not past the injury stuff. And I thought maybe they were. I think a lot of people thought maybe, okay, this is, you know, since he came back December 15th, this is going to be the run that Matt Murray gets on and we're not going to have to worry about the injuries anymore. But just when you think that, like, someone pulls the carpet out from under you.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. As a guess, purely a guess by you, will we ever see the Penguins this season at full strength with every capable man or every man on the roster being able to play?
Yeah, we will. And I honestly don't think it's too terribly far off. I mean, they've got a few guys now that, you know, or maybes for tonight, Murray, Malkin, Schultz. But, you know, let's say this point next week, I think all of them a very good chance to play, and they could even all play tonight. So, yeah, I think they will be at full strength here in relatively short order. But, you know, when I look at this team, I look at, okay, if they are at full strength, is that still a team that's a contender in the Eastern Conference? And I think on their best nights, they absolutely are. I think they're totally capable, but I still don't think they're at full strength just because of what they're not getting in certain spots. You know, I like Jared McCann as a player, but I'm not sure I want him centering my third line, at least not yet. And they're still sort of chasing the Derek Brassard trade that didn't work out. And, you know, you look at a guy like Tanner Pearson that they brought in earlier this season, and what has he done? I think I read 1 point in his last 9, 1 point in his last 11, something like that. It's, you know, it's pretty bad. And at that point, you're kind of an incomplete team trying to fill those holes. And that's why I think that Jim probably will try to do something else. But to answer your question as far as getting everybody back, yeah, I honestly don't think they're too far away from that.
The moves made specifically at yesterday's practice, the line shuffling made by Mike Sullivan, Jason, is that an attempt to find out where McCann and Bjugstad can fit best? Is that an attempt to jumpstart some guys? Is it C, all of the above?
Yeah, I think it's probably C, all of the above. And I would even add D in there, like change for the sake of change. we've seen that with Sullivan quite a bit, that he'll just do some stuff. I remember they had the practice earlier this year when the power play was really scuffling, and he separates the two units, you know, and then goes back to the traditional top unit for the next game. Like, he's just screwing around. And so I think there might be some truth to what he did yesterday. I know they really like Nick Bjugstad as a potential winger. They want to see what he looks like there. But the way it was put to me, and specifically by Rutherford, was they were going to wait until Malkin gets back and gets healthy. So that sort of surprised me that they did that without Malkin being back and healthy, putting Bjugstad on the wing. And I think it might have been a little bit more change for the sake of change, just because, I mean, you're not going to have Matt Cullen centering your second line, right? Like, that's just impractical. The guy's 42 years old. He might be a good fourth line center, but he's definitely not centering your second line. And those defense pairings were a little bit screwy. I don't know if I would read too much into Marcus Pedersen playing alongside Chris Letang and supplanting Brian Dumoulin. I don't know if that's how that team is best constructed. And maybe they go with that for tonight, but it would be more just to kind of shake things up.
Why can't Teddy Bluger be your second line center in the interim?
I'd be much more okay with giving Teddy Bluger a shot in that situation than I would Matt Cullen. I don't have a good answer for you, Colin, on why he couldn't. You know, he profiled more as a bottom six guy later on in his career, but why the heck not give the guy a shot? I do think it's a pretty big ask to ask him to probably center a line with Phil Kessel, who's a unique and can be a demanding player, but Luger's look good. I would be much more okay giving him a shot over Colin at this point.
Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, the Post-Gazette, with us from Florida, where the Penguins play the Panthers at 7 o'clock tonight. You mentioned, and you wrote about it extensively yesterday, your conversation with Derek Brassard when you got down there a couple nights ago, and the chasing of the Brassard deal. Have the Penguins, as an organization, gotten to the point now where they can admit to themselves that bringing in a center who is maybe a second liner somewhere else, a top six kind of guy, to play third line center here is maybe not the way to go anymore behind Crosby and Malkin?
Yeah, and I just don't think that is really available either. I mean, I think they're willing to admit that. I just don't think they're going to do it in kind of like a blanket way. You know, they're not going to say that any third line or any top six center they bring in here is not going to function in their bottom six. But I do think what we saw is them saying that this specific third line center like wasn't what they thought. You know, they thought they were getting a certain player, and he just never showed up. And we could sit here and debate, like, is Brassard a jerk or high maintenance or whatever? Is this just a simple chemistry experiment that didn't work? And I think it's probably both of those things. But, you know, ideally, the Penguins' third-line center should be somebody like McCann. I just don't think he's there yet. And in the interim, like, I think Nick Bjugstad can absolutely be that guy. But what they need is somebody who can take that opportunity and run with it. Somebody who's perfectly comfortable being a third-line center. Somebody who can do a little bit of everything. A little bit of PK, a little bit of power play stuff, can function with his line mates. And again, I think McCann still needs to grow his game a little bit. But you don't take a guy who, you know, considers himself sort of a top-end offensive player and put him in that role that he's sort of fighting it the whole time. I don't think we'll see them do that again.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us here. Has Hornquist looked different and kind of a little bit off since his last concussion, since he's come back to you? Because he has to me.
He has, but I sort of understand why. And when you play Hornquist, you have to put him with somebody who's going to create offense. And since he's come back from his latest concussion, he's been with either Derek Brassard or Jared McCann and Tanner Pearson on that opposite side. And that's just not good enough. Like, if you're going to get full value out of Hornquist, you need to have him playing with Crosby or Malkin. And the reason being is he likes to go to one area of the net, and he's probably the best in the league at doing that. But he's not going to create a lot with a give-and-go game, with off-the-rush stuff. He'll sometimes go get pucks. Well, he's responsible. It's not like he's a liability defensively, but he can't be one of the primary offensive producers on his line. And so until they get somebody to center that third line, we're probably going to continue to see the same stuff out of Patrick Hornquist. And that's one reason why I'm curious, when they do get Malkin back, how they sort of use that. You know, I would look for Patrick Hornquist to go either on Sid's wing or Malkin's wing, because you want to get more production out of him than you've gotten. And it's there. It's just you got to put him with the right combination of players. And all of that being said, Patrick Hornquist has been incredibly streaky throughout his career. When he gets going, he'll get hot for 8 or 10 games and score a lot, but he does go through these dry periods as well, and he's having one. I just don't think they're doing all they can do to help him at this point.
Jason, Justin Schultz is close to being back. When he gets back, Chris Letang is also having a career year, so how do you fit Schultz into the power play, or do you just put him out there on PP2 and let it sort of run its course?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to use Schultz more as a change-up pitch on that top power play. I mean, they're not going real well right now. I think they're, you know, one for their last 15 or something like that. And when they get into a rut like that, I'd use Schultz. And if I'm Sullivan and I'm on the bench and I'm watching this power play kind of overpass and be afraid to shoot it, I'd use Schultz. And, I mean, obviously he's going to take the second power play duties and run with those and be one of the focal points there. And I wouldn't be afraid to spell Letang sometimes. You know, if you're having to kill a lot of penalties or something and Letang's minutes are high, I think career year or not, he's going to have to be okay with Justin Schultz getting some reps. And Schultz is just a good player. They need to get him worked in there. I think Letang's going to be your first guy. He's going to be your go-to guy. But, you know, maybe this is like a running back platoon or something like that. Like the second guy needs to get carries too.
So what is Murray's injury, by the way?
It's upper body, and that's honestly all I know. I wish I could share something more, but I don't.
Well, okay.
Hockey, man. Come on.
Well, no, I'm just thinking. I'm just trying. Because there was no moment of injury the other night, like that you could see, right?
Right. No. And it's nothing that is, you know, he didn't separate his shoulder or something like that. Like, it's, you know, the fact that he's on this trip, it's only an emergency recall with Jari. He didn't miss a lot of time other than practice yesterday. Like, it's going to be fairly minor. I just can't tell you it's, you know, a bruised elbow or whatever the heck it is. I don't have those sort of details.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, we thank you so very much.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks,
right,
Jason.
Good stuff by Mackey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.